Bank of Cardiff, this is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, Pete. I got a voicemail from you earlier.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is James.
Okay, James, how can I help you today? You interested in doing some equipment financing, some working capital?
What interests me is probably the capital.
Okay. Here, let me, one second, let me pull your info up real quick. What business were you with?
The name of my company is Granite and Marble Depot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, see, the working capital here, it's based off of your sales. And, you know, it just lets you access more cash than your typical line of credit does. And, you know, we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue for you as unsecured cash. What were your gross annual sales like last year? What'd you do?
Last year, I guess you could say I did around $500K.
$500K? All right. Nope. No, it's pretty good. And, you know, like, what were you looking to take on right now as far as capital?
Well, how much can I get?
Oh, if you pull in 500K, it could roughly free up anywhere between about, you know, 50 to, I want to say, let me do the math real quick, I want to say 75, but just got to double check.
Okay, your voicemail said I can get 250.
Well, I mean, for equipment and working capital, you can get 250. So, you know, we can do about 50 to 75 in working cap for you. And then, depending on, you know, what kind of equipment you want, we can do the rest in equipment there. You know what I mean? Because the equipment isn't based off of gross annual sales. The equipment is, it's based off of, you know, the type of equipment, how long you've been in business, your personal credit. So it's more like your traditional loan.
Okay. So
what are you going to use it for?
Probably buy inventory, machine.
What kind of inventory?
Slabs of granite.
Slabs of granite? Mm-hmm. And you're going to do all of it in inventory? You're thinking about, you know, maybe adding on another machine to help you out, or...
Well, I need some tools and maybe another truck, but I was just kind of hoping to use that money how I'd like to.
Yeah, I totally understand you there. So if you're gonna need the tools and the truck, we can kind of put that under the equipment side of things, and we'll try and keep that 50 to 75 in working capital as untouched as possible. You know, I don't think for the machine, the tools, all that kind of, you know, hard goods, you know, we can throw under the equipment and sort of less tangible if you wanted to use, you know, the for inventory and maybe marketing or payroll or, you know, whatever you want to do with the unsecured cash there, you could save for that. When are you looking to bring on this inventory? Do you have a big upcoming contract?
No, I need it right now.
You need it right now?
Yeah.
Okay. The good thing is, you know, we do fund in about 48 hours after an approval. The approval only takes 24. Have you been looking around at all? Are we the first people to catch you here?
No, yeah. I've checked other places. I just wanted, you know, I got your voicemail. It's kind of the right time. You know, mm-hmm. You happened to call me, so I was just returning your call and seeing if I can get approved for that.
Well, okay. I mean, did you look around for any other working capital, or were you looking more for towards your you know, big bank that you lean on, like a Wells Fargo or whatnot, with your line of credit there?
Yeah, I got a line of credit with Chase, but I don't use it much.
Yeah, how much is that line of credit for?
Around about 100,000.
About 100K. You said not much of it is used though.
Yeah, I have about 75,000 available.
Okay, that's not too bad there. It doesn't matter really much for the working capital, but what does your credit look like? Would you say, you know, good, bad, in the middle?
It's pretty decent.
It's pretty decent. All right. That should help you out with the equipment. I mean, when's the last time you pulled that?
My credit?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't recall. I don't recall ever pulling it myself.
Nah, don't worry. If it's decent. You know, it shouldn't be too hard with the equipment, and it really doesn't matter too much for the working capital at all. But what's your return on investment with this, you know, inventory and, you know, that truck you're thinking about bringing on and some of those tools? I mean, how would you quantify that?
I mean, it really just depends on how much, you know, I can get. I haven't really calculated the return per se. But basically it comes down, what's your rate? I mean, that's bottom line here. If, let's say I borrow, you know, what'd you say, get 75. What do I have to pay back?
Well, so we don't really annualize our rates, so...
Hey, can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay.